Okay, hey guys. Like you said, I'm Arthur Ramirez. I come from Hanford, California, all the way in the West Coast. I'm 19 years old. I go to Luther College. My major is English. And so, Tim asked me if I could basically talk about my pilgrimage, you know, and how I came to know God. To be honest with you, I mean, I grew up in a Christian family, and they always took me to church. They always say, you know, sit down, you know, face forward, be quiet, you know, show respect, you know. I was the kid who always got the little coloring book and always colored during the, you know, the sermon. And I look back on that now, and I knew I was a child, you know, just basically innocent, didn't know, you know, the difference between right and wrong. But then I remember as I grew up, I kind of used it to boost my ego. Like, yes, you know, I go to church, you know, I'm important. And so I look back on those days of just childish, pride, and I thought about how I knew God, but I didn't know God. I got baptized when I was 12. Yes, 12. I remember the day, March 6, 2005. That was almost 7 years ago. And that just also expanded my pride, saying, oh yeah, you know, I'm a Christian now, you know, everything's gonna go my way, you know, me and God, we're gonna, you know, walk side by side, and we're gonna, you know, do this, we're gonna do that, we're gonna change the world, we're gonna, you know, stop world hunger, we're gonna, you know, cure cancer, we're gonna do these things. And I realized it wasn't so. I mean, maybe, who knows, but, you know, it wasn't gonna happen overnight, and I always thought things happened, you know, overnight, like they do in the movies, you know, rebuilding a car, rebuilding a house in like 3 hours, you know. But, you know, it helped me realize my journey, helped me realize that things take time. That's one of the lessons I learned. And it was a hard lesson for me. And because of that, because things weren't going my way, and I felt like I had to be perfect in every aspect of my life, my family life, my church life, my school life. I couldn't cuss, I couldn't drink, I couldn't smoke. If I said darn, you know, I would go to hell. That's what I always thought of. Like, if I didn't do things right, if I didn't check all the boxes that applied, then I failed. And that was another hard lesson for me to learn, that we can't be perfect no matter how hard we try. Perfect suddenly becomes our distraction from God. Because he says it blatantly, you know, man can't be perfect. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one can be perfect no matter how hard they try. And I think it's safe for me to say that I fell out of grace. My strength and my faith wavered. And I don't think it was because of my age. I think it was because of the hard lessons I had to learn. And it seeped into high school, and I began to have these suicidal, homicidal thoughts. But, you know, I'm not perfect. I failed, you know. What's the point of even trying anymore, trying to get back up again? And I've debated so many times of committing suicide. I've thought of actually hurting others and then committing suicide. I've cut myself, my arms, my hands a few times, because I always thought that I had to bleed out my own sin. You know, Jesus couldn't help me anymore. I failed him, and, you know, there's nothing I could do. I had to bleed out the sin. You know, Jesus, there was a poet I remember reading, Jesus died for everybody's sins, but not mine. You know, that was basically my motto for a good while long. You know, you know, Jesus loved everyone but me. And, you know, even now, to this day, I feel those effects. I feel, you know, inadequate. I feel sad. I feel like my strength isn't as strong, you know, as it should be. My faith isn't as strong as it should be. But, well, I don't want to go on details. That's really it of me just, you know, building myself up, building my faith. And I realize it's also, you know, something I have to keep working at over the years. My pastor, Lee Dial, he said that, you know, he was baptized at 12 also, yet he almost killed somebody when he was in the army. He was planning on murdering somebody, and he almost did it. And, you know, he says, Lord willing, that didn't happen. And he told me that, you know, we all have our ups and downs. We have those points in our life where we felt we've hit rock bottom, and we feel like there's nothing we should do about it. And, you know, he says, but when you feel like you can't do anything about it, all you can do is just, you know, say to God, please help me. I'm all yours. You know, when you've given him everything of yourself, you give him more. And I really feel like that's really helped me through these times, through giving up my life, giving up on everybody else, giving up on God. You know, my dad says it's kind of, you know, along the lines of marriage, you know, just, you know, Jesus and the church is like the bride, and, you know, we're basically married to God when we baptize him. We're his bride, you know, he's the groom. And, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, there are those points in your life when you feel like giving up, but, you know, all you have to do is keep holding on. And so, you know, like I said, even now I'm struggling. But, you know, I keep reminding myself, you know, all I can do is say, you know, God, I'm yours. And I do believe that if we think that all the time, if we tell ourselves that, you know, we are his and he is ours, you know, that's all we need.